This recording is for the school board meeting held on May 2nd, 2007 at Huntington Elementary School, starting at 7 p.m.
Okay.
We are going to start our meeting. We welcome all of you that are here. Need to excuse Roy Patch. We have Rue Ware, Marie Johnson, Sam Singleton, and myself. We have to excuse Superintendent Kirk Sisters. J.J. Grant will be here to fill that slot tonight, and Jared Black, the business administrator. And we are at Huntington Elementary, and we're so glad to be here. We will begin by having the Pledge of Allegiance. Hope you all can stand.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, we'll start with the first agenda item, the warrants, the minutes, and the monthly financial report for April. Were there any questions or concerns that haven't been resolved?
I've had my questions answered, and
okay.
I make a motion that we accept them as they were presented.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, we'll go to the overnight trip request by Kennedy Junior High.
I think each of you probably have a packet of things there, a memo, I received from Mr. Davis. First page is a approval by Mr. Davis saying he is aware of it and supports that trip. Second page is from Coach Wright, kind of explaining what the trip is. He is requesting to travel with Emory High School volleyball team to Blanding, Utah, where he would participate in the San Juan Invitational Volleyball Tournament. Emory High School is already participating along with the sophomore JV team. He would like to take 8 ninth grade girls, 2 mothers, to chaperone, and participate on Friday, August 24th, and Saturday, August 25th. It would require an overnight stay for junior high students, and you can kind of see his agenda there on the page. And would be again with Emory High School kids they'd be traveling with. He's placed the cost at about $20 per student. I noticed that would only cover the cost of the rooms. It would probably be additional fees for food, etc. So that is that page explanation by Mr. Wright. Next page, he just sent a letter to the High School Activities Association asking them to allow his team to participate in this tournament. And the next page is a response back from Evan Exel, who's director of Utah High School Activities Association, basically stating they could participate as long as they did not play any 7th and 8th graders in the tournament. But 7th and 8th graders could not compete against 9th through 12th grade teams or schools. So that letter is there. He also sent copies to Mrs. Callahan on to San Juan High School and to Mr. Davis. So basically he is making that proposal. It does require the board because it is an overnight stay for junior high, which we require them to come to the board for approval. Other questions I can answer for you?
What have we done if we've had a request in the past?
We have not had one for junior high athletics in the past. This would be a first, so it would be setting precedence for the district. In the past, we have allowed junior high teams to travel with high school teams to out of the two-county, Carbon, Emory County area if there has been room on those buses. So volleyball teams have traveled both Santa Fe and Canyon View, along with basketball in both schools.
But in the past, did we allow overnight activities?
The only one that we have allowed that I am aware of is FFA when they have gone to their state FFA convention. That was a couple 8th graders against the 9th graders.
Are there other opportunities for them to travel and not go overnight?
Yes,
with the high school?
They can travel on the whole schedule. Very few of the trips are overnight. He is just trying to get in as many games as he can in a short period of time, trying to justify it that way. But they can travel to any of the older, tracks back and forth. San Rafael in the past has not traveled at volleyball, so Coach Wright has had the opportunity to go basically anywhere he would like to go on that trip.
I personally feel that it would be setting a precedent that we don't want to set. I think we're opening a door that we really don't want to have open. The kids would miss a day of school. And
the third day of school, too.
Yes, I know. Feedback? I happen to agree with that. I think there's plenty of things that they'll get to do it in high school, and I think that I know they get experience from that, but they've got a lot of time to get that. I think we have to be careful with them.
So does this need a motion separate from the other request?
You just have to move, you have to deny the trip,
I move that we deny the request.
I'll second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, then we have out of state trip request from Emory High School.
Mr. Jeff is here to clarify anything I misinterpret, so if you have some questions, we can direct them to him. Coach Jeff is asking to take his boys' basketball team to San Diego during the Christmas holidays, which is December, I should have underlined that, Todd.
26 through 30.
Yeah, there it is, right at the very top in big letters. I missed that one. Asking to take his team down there, there would not be any school missed. He's only asking permission to go out of state to that tournament. The cost of the tournament would be covered by his players through fundraisers that Coach Jeff would work with them on their summer basketball camp. They helped him, plus selling a sponsorship to various businesses throughout the county that is done every year. Cost to the students would be about $390 to $435. That would include their motel room, ground travel, games, zoo tickets, other sightseeing activities throughout the town, plus getting to watch San Diego State play another team, Division I team, during the days they were in San Diego. He is not asking for any financial help from what I got here from the district, only asking for your permission to travel out of state. Superintendent and I talked this over, and I reminded him we do allow and drill teams to go out of state. We do allow the band to leave the state as long as they're not missing school, etc. So we're not setting a precedent for this. Coach Jeff did go, I know, in 1990. I think he took a team back to North Carolina. Is that correct? So he has not been out of state since that time.
Remind me, someone. How about fundraisers in the school? Don't they have a limit as to how many fundraisers they can have?
They do have some of that, yes. They have to approve, have those approved by the district, or at least notify the district that they're taking place.
And you've got a basketball camp in the summer and fall, and then what's the advertising banner sales?
That's the banners they sell in the gym to different businesses. They name their name on that all during the season.
So he is not adding anything.
Okay. Not door to door.
What they're doing.
No.
Okay.
They don't do any door to door. They've been doing that for ever since you've been there, I think.
So you're anticipating that you can cover the cost for all the players without any additional funding?
No. Basically, what my plan is to see how this banner sale goes. We've normally sold about 15 banners. I think if I put a responsibility on the kids, we could probably sell 30 or 40. So that would increase. Well, we're not doing anything new. It's just contacting more businesses in a little different way that way. The summer camp normally is the money that I make. That, I pay the kids to do. I'm going to donate, instead of the money coming to me, I'm going to donate that towards this trip this year. And the fall camp is the same type of thing. I hope to raise enough money with that kind of stuff to cover more than half of what the student would be responsible for. So I think the figure was mentioned around $400. That is, does not include airfare or a bus, whichever way we go. If I get enough parents that are interested in going, I think it would be more economical, feasible to go with a bus. That's something that we're going to have to kind of decide down the road a little bit as to, you know, how many people we would get to go. If there's just our team and coaches, it's probably better to fly. So that's something we'll have to kind of get a feel for in that situation. But other than that,
I think what always comes up in these trips is the liability and that kind of thing. So how is that covered? Normally, I think that's our concern, is that even though you're a separate entity, you're really connected with the school.
Right. I think transportation is the main liability, and if you travel commercially, it's covered under their liability insurance, not ours at that point in time. So I think that would cover that concern.
What are we going to do with a kid that can't raise half of the money? Take him anyway. Yeah, there will be no requirements. It's something that I've been doing it long enough. I'm pretty sure I can encourage them to do it. But if they don't, then they'll be taken just like everybody else. There's no, it's not tied to a grade. It's not tied to anything. It's just an opportunity to be part of the world.
I thought I saw on the unit square foot add 10% onto the grade.
Don't get a grade for basketball, Darla. So superintendent, I thought we would, I think he was in support of approving that one, giving that opportunity.
How many students are you anticipating? I'm sorry if you said that.
We normally keep around 20 to 24 on the team. This would just be the varsity kids, which would include 14 to 16.
Okay.
I don't know. That's something that would have to be determined too, as to whether we would have enough money or room or whatever else to take the entire bunch. But would be covered in staff room wise. We've got three coaches. So either way.
But no ninth graders?
No.
Okay.
Not unless they make the team.
A varsity team.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, my questions have been answered. Any other concerns? And a motion is in order.
Well, I would make the motion that we approve their going.
Second.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay, be careful.
Thank you,
Doug.
If you want to go, buy a ticket.
You can't dribble a ball that way.
San Diego's beautiful that time of year.
Yeah.
Okay, let's go to the swimming pool agreement.
Each of you, I think, received a copy of what the superintendent sent over to the county for them to look at. You have in front of you a copy that was faxed to me yesterday, which was prepared by our county attorney, David Blackwell. He took word for word, basically, what the superintendent had in his and put it into legal terms and listed it there. As I talked with, I did not get a chance to talk to Mr. Blackwell. I talked to the secretary. We talked about attorney signature. She was going to try, I told her to try to do it without us having to have an attorney signature. She tried that, I guess, and then Mr. Blackwell said, no, we needed to have our attorney. We do that also. So that stipulation is there on the last page. The superintendent and I talked, since it has to go to our lawyer, if you approved it tonight, that the motion would include that stipulation that would be pending approval by our attorneys.
Okay. I have a few concerns about it. Let's see. And I'm not sure where it is in here. On the one that you sent me, on the third paragraph down, about the middle of the paragraph, you got the old copy. All of you, it's the one that came in the packet. I don't know, it may be just the same in here and I might find it. It is in number 3 of the one that he just gave you. It says, all other use of the pool, I think we need to insert in there by the school district will be scheduled by Emory County School District, so that we clarify mm-hmm. that a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
So, is that with me? It says all other uses of the pool, that all other uses of the pool, and they did put that in there.
Yeah, by the district. By the district.
It wasn't in the one that we got in the past.
By the district, that would be approved.
There should be something in there saying that the school can use the parking lot during school day activities. I don't think that's in there. And then also an indemnity clause that if the school districts get sued, then the county will cover it.
Mm-hmm.
We are completely harmless and all of that.
Yes,
so if we have an indemnity clause in there, they would, if something happened, they're going to sue everybody. They're going to sue
mm-hmm.
the county, school district, whoever has a, and we feel like we need to be held harmless there.
You must be going to
a lawyer. I am. I have a couple that do need some advice there. So those are the three things actually that I think we ought to.
The first one was already covered, is that correct?
Yeah, your first one's
yeah, right.
Yeah. It's there.
The second one was the parking lot
mm-hmm.
to be used by Emory High School
mm-hmm.
during
school days.
Activities at the pool, right?
Uh-huh.
And I had one.
Okay.
It might not be useful, but on the paragraph 6 where it talks about the liability,
okay.
It says that a general maintenance operator is physical condition of the swimming pool. I wonder if it would do well to include the parking lot and any future facilities
right.
constructed on the property.
If
Castle Dale thinks planning on putting a park in, whatever. So
I think that's
the parking plan. Lot and any future
parking lot.
Future development of the site.
And any future development that's put on the site.
Site development.
Yeah, that's a good. Anything else that you? So with those corrections and with the our attorney's approval, we can submit it like that we approve it with those conditions.
So we're ready for motion now upon those conditions? Is that what you're saying?
Okay.
I think
that's what I
appropriate.
And they'll probably have, the attorney will probably have to
go back and forth, I'm sure, a little bit on some wording or something like that. So.
Okay.
I'll second that.
Okay, all in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed? Okay, we have some personnel actions. Names for approval and employee letter of resignation.
Okay. Names for approval for review, Gloria Wilson in the child nutrition program. She would be working here at Huntington Elementary 16 hours per week. Tammy Young in the child nutrition program, 2 hours a day at Emory High School. Misty Fawcett, child nutrition program, 2 hours per day at Emory High School also. New teachers, we hired yesterday or talked to them and interviewed yesterday, day before yesterday. Carrie Alton, teacher at Cottonwood Elementary. Tiffany Conover, teacher, Barron Elementary. Jesse Ward, teacher, Huntington Elementary. Charlotte Rowley, teacher at Huntington Elementary. And Danielle Tuttle, teacher at Castle Dale Elementary. And then we did also receive a letter of resignation from Thelma Livingston. She has been a language arts teacher here at Kennedy Junior High School in Huntington. That would be effective at the end of the current contract. And she will be sorely missed. She is an excellent job for us there at Kennedy. She is experiencing some health problems and is going to have some surgery as soon as school is out. So it's on her back and she will be down for about 3 months.
Oh my.
She decided to retire with her husband and enjoy retirement.
And there's no, she's not eligible for any of the retirement or anything. Okay.
And are they interviewing for the with the principal, or do you have any teachers in the audience, or?
I just say that.
Your staff.
You look on my agenda number 6. I don't have
to. Really? What did they do to you?
These guys are messing with me.
I know.
In trouble.
Ooh, that's.
What does it say?
Pass that one out.
We do.
I've already seen
still have to talk. I'm sorry.
Well, I'll be seeing you guys.
No.
Good luck.
I do actually have one more for you.
Oh,
yeah.
All right.
We would also like to add her approval for the full-time maintenance worker with an electrician emphasis, Jeremiah Stenghauer. We interviewed him this morning, and he is ready. He's 300 work hours away from his journeyman apprentice, his journeyman designation, which is what we wanted in this position, and we would like to approve that.
And he has children who will be coming through the school system, so
yes.
That was another plus.
One here and one on the way.
And so where is he coming from?
St. George is where he worked previously.
Well, good.
And he actually did electrical work for several schools down in St. George, so he has some good
direct experience. That's wonderful. Okay, so the motion is in order to accept the names for approval and the letters of resignation.
I'll make a motion to that effect.
Second. All in favor? Aye.
Whatever.
Any opposed?
Approval
of the trust land plan.
I think you received in your packets a copy of the trust land plan for each of the schools that have submitted them. Superintendent has approved those and it requires a vote from you of approval. So.
Okay. Have a motion for that?
Ruth just has memorized them.
In
order to make the motion.
Ruth probably did.
Well, I'm not going to move.
She could probably summarize them all.
Are all of you teachers conversant on the smart voice? That's one of the things I wondered on.
Yeah.
They've all been trained on them.
And they all want them.
Okay.
Because they don't have them on.
Well, I want to watch them in action. I really would like to.
Okay. Tell us about it a little bit. What do you do? Tell us about
people on the spot. I'll just interrupt while we're thinking. We put in for 5 this year, last year, and received those 5. You can get them in for a while. And Christmas time. So when we put those in, we have had extensive training for the people that receive them. They are, if you know how to use, if you don't, they're just a piece of garbage hanging on the wall. And that's why this thing is so valuable. We have teacher here as an expert.
Oh, good.
Is it Colette?
Oh,
great. She trained, did a presentation in rural schools. They are a tremendous thing.
So the teachers then are conversant enough that they're being used ongoing. That's good. Okay. It's hands-on and it's so
Excuse me, well, and that's
yes.
And so we want to put them, this will put one in every class.
Oh, good. Nice. That's great.
And we're going to put one in the library and one up here in that set class. So that if we have to do PowerPoint, it's right there.
Okay. Oh, that's exciting. That's the one
Madam President, I have not read each one of these, but I have skimmed through each one.
Yes.
And I trust our district staff that they read them, and I trust these administrators and teachers that they are only going to ask for what they really need for the improvement of our kids, and therefore I would make a motion.
Thank you.
That we approve these.
Second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Yeah, they're well written and well done. So, approval of district block grant plan.
I think each of you received a copy of those also. Superintendent wanted me to let you know the only changes in it is the budget. As monies was made available to us, either up or down,
okay.
We had to make some changes in the budget. Other than that, our plan is exactly the same as that. And it works very well. We're very happy with the results that we have over the block.
Can I move that we accept those block grant proposals?
Okay.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Okay.
Who was the second on that?
Aye. Yes.
Carpet and tile project?
Loving address poll,
okay.
Numbers 8 and 9.
Okay.
Doing at the same time.
We do not have bids in the city yet.
Okay.
And we wouldn't want to disclose in any way until the business deadline is at hand. So we'll be open to bids on that date. What I would recommend, if it would be okay with the board, is once we do the bid opening for these two projects, if we could contact you and not do a vote, but make a recommendation as to the lowest bid and do that as a quorum and then ratify that in the next meeting so that we can go ahead and order these. And then be able to see the projects and then ask by that view. We have carpet and tile projects at Cleveland Elementary and one room of carpet, one room of tile, I believe, and then several in Green River where we're doing the asbestos abatement. We'll be replacing the carpet and tile for all of that. The heating upgrade are for boilers at the junior high school. They've had problems with a couple of the boilers that are on the roof, and these would be replacing them, making it more efficient. We would have some savings in our heating costs, and so that's what we thought.
There are
probably
those boilers that are in existence right now.
Pardon?
How old are the ones that are there?
I don't know.
1991.
Are they?
They were put in the two junior highs. The first one was the first one.
Over and over.
I don't think they were there when you were there, were they, Sam? I think they were added just shortly after Sam retired and I became principal.
Okay.
So they are.
Then they're not under warranty.
No, they're definitely not under warranty.
It doesn't seem like it's been that long.
It's about 16 years, I would say.
Okay.
Plus they're adding extra ones. Okay. Replacing current original furnace with a new one. We're still running on 30-year-old boilers.
We don't have enough information for a motion. Do you have any other are there any other questions on the project? Go ahead with it. Make sure it's ready for winter time.
Yes.
But I'll be contacting you probably on the 10th, maybe the 11th. That information.
Okay, let's go to the principal's report. Still around.
Soon to be it.
It was nice being here. Again, lovely years. I think I'm going to have four terrible years left. But that's okay. We welcome you here. And we appreciate all that you do for us. I have a tremendous faculty staff and especially children. We love our children here. Let me give you something and you can read this at your leisure. It's a program that we started with Jennifer Mortensen, who is our Title I
We're going to put some books, and we believe that we're going to put books in the library and level books, and we've talked to the city library. He's done a tremendous job. We have two of our teachers here, and we really appreciate them and all they do. Wish more would have come. Let me tell you that we're doing online testing right now. We have the biggest group. We have six classes that are being run through the lab. We're doing math and science. We have one more class to do. And the kids have done a tremendous job. We're getting the Rockport back, it looks pretty good, especially for sixth grade. They usually have a tendency to go down, but they're really working hard on that. And I understand next year they're going to go to all of them.
We got them.
We'll do a language arts also.
Do they enjoy it? Is everything going well with it?
Yes, it's really working well. First day we had a glitch and had them all set down on us, but that's going to happen. Since that time we've had a few cut out with some mice. John told us that was a hunk of virus. Let me tell you, it's a great help to see these all the years up there. Safety issues, I know that Mr. Wood asked me about that. What we're thinking about doing is we'll have a school improvement meeting on the 23rd of May, and we will discuss that with the faculty. We're talking about getting signs put out on the front out here. In both Spanish and English, it's our Spanish people we have a problem with getting them around the east side. We're planning on having all children dropped off on the east side, picked up on the east side, and we're going to put locks on our gym door. We have a little foyer there, and we're going to put locks on it so that in the morning we can open those doors and the children can come through that way. I think that will help the parents go over here. We need to get the cars, as many cars as we can, off the side. So I'm going to propose to the teachers that they park at various areas around. Mrs. Johnson and I have talked about this at length and what we need to do here. I think that's basically all I have. But I know I don't want to go long. Appreciate all you do. If you have any questions, you can look that over and see that right at the bottom. Give her a call and she'll be happy to tell you more information. Everything's going good. We're having a great year. It's hard to believe that we're in shutdown. You can see the cooks 1 year put up here 80 days ago. I asked them not to do that ever again. And we shut down at 80. We allowed them to put up 20. So now we're 17 to go. We've added some great people to our staff. We're looking forward to working with them. We have a new manager in the kitchen. Steve Guyman will be our new manager. I think he approved her last month. And Gloria is in addition there, and Peggy Miller will come back to us. And I think it will be a great situation. Looking forward to working with these students. Actually, we have three. We have Jason Norton coming to us. He's transferred to us for kindergarten.
Yes,
Ralph was pretty upset that he had to leave.
Yeah.
I was pretty thrilled that he had to
leave. Yeah. We did good things about the school.
Well, we really did, basically because of the faculty and staff of the school. They
in the principal.
Well, I'm leaving, right? And if you want me to say what I told JJ, superintendent, and Jed, and yeah,
there's not
there. I'd be happy to
say it. Yeah, but it will be on tape if you do, though. So I don't know if you want to take that to your...
He
read
it.
It
would
not
be there.
Oh,
yeah, we've
got it.
I'm
not sure it's PG-13.
It was a little more on the
R
side. I've been there, done that. I'm not going back. If they want me to retire, ask me.
I'm going to go.
Surely can establish that it would be the... Either
what? Quitting?
Or die.
No, I'm quitting or die. They did say $1 million
for the time. I told you, if you give me $1 million, I'll think of it. But I know that's not going to happen.
Not in the budget this year, but
$1 a year for a million.
This is probably
like It didn't take him long to get in that position, you know.
I'll bet. Now, I have had a number of phone calls, but I don't know that this needs to be in a board meeting, but maybe you and I and Jeff could sit down and talk.
The gentleman ran by me today. He probably has something to show you, and I haven't had really time to look at it.
But it really isn't a board decision, so I don't think it needs to be done today.
Okay.
I just have to tell you, I know you have a lot of ESL students here, and I am amazed that they can come to your school for just a few years and be interpreters for their parents. I've seen it. I'm just shocked that they have the...
Yes, basically because of the little lady that
works. Oh, I know. Oh, no. It's amazing.
I don't know how we ever found it. I don't know how it is.
Yeah.
I hope you never meet.
And I know you have great staff otherwise, but there's just some phenomenal
things. When we interviewed her, her first statement to me, I turned to him and said, I don't have to interview anymore.
That's it.
Wow.
And
I love children. I love the people.
And she does. Yeah. And so do your other the staff that you have.
And you can see them blossom.
Yeah,
so
it's so
wonderful.
Nice.
Yeah, and I don't know if we're losing some.
Mm-hmm.
There are some that are going to be leaving us. This INS is never going to go away.
Right.
And so as they go away, they go over to Price Hideout, come back to us.
Mm-hmm.
And we get them back, and that's okay. We've been told there's another kid going to have a panic for next year, and that's okay, they'll be back.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, pinnacle. Oh, yes.
They'll be back.
Yeah, they will.
Okay.
Thank you very
much.
Thank you. Let's go to the superintendent's report. Have that prepared for
us? I do have that. Maybe one quick update for you, I maybe should have mentioned this earlier. Swimming pool, just so you know where we stand with that. You may have read in the paper the contract was awarded to Hughes Construction. Hughes, you may be familiar with, they built the Spartan Center for Stanley High School. So we're excited about having someone we're familiar with. And Ken Stilton of Orangeville will be their superintendent on the project. So
it
should be great for our community as well. That was one of the stipulations that the county put on. They needed some local people involved in that project. So that was just an information item for you. Closing social, we have set May 31st, a Thursday at 12 noon at Santa Fe Junior High School for our closing social to honor all of our retirees in the district. And you are certainly encouraged and invited to attend. We would love to have you there if you could make it. That will be at Santa Fe. And if I have anything else that I missed, oh, yes. Also, I gave to you a little social for Marianne Hunter honoring her 30 years in our district. And then we are going to do that on May the 15th from 3 till 5 in the afternoon. We have advertised that district-wide. Hopefully, a lot of people will come out and wish her the best in her retirement.
Okay.
That is all that I have.
That's so true.
And so we're going to honor them on the 23rd with a from 5 to 7. We're going to put it on the television on channel 11. We'd like everybody to come and honor them.
That's good.
That'll be here in the year. And we'll have refreshments.
What time?
5 to 7.
7. Just stop by and it's just an open house.
Okay. So we want to honor those people. They've been tremendous assets for us.
Thank you.
I don't know how you could add it to you, I'm sure it's okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Okay. Question just for the purpose. Do you need the RSVP on the closing social?
Yes, we will need RSVP. Just call Mary Ann.
By?
Probably the week before that.
Okay.
By the 23rd, let's put that down. How's that? The 23rd will be in your mind for both.
Okay. We will go to the business administrator's report.
Yeah. I don't have anything really to add on to what I wrote for you, but if any of you have, I gave you a list of the capital improvement projects. You can follow up with any questions or concerns you might have. The open house we'd like to invite you to for the building program at high school, and that's scheduled for the 17th at 2 p.m. I've been to the house a couple times last week, and it's looking really good. I'm very impressed with the work they do. And then for those of you who are on negotiation committees, I put the schedule for the first meeting on there for you. And if you have anything come up, a conflict, just let me know.
Okay, that's tomorrow then, right?
Yes, it is.
Yeah.
Okay, thank you. Any others that we, items that we've missed? Do we have executive session items?
I do have one.
Okay, then a motion is in order to go into executive session.
So we do personnel or?
It's personnel.
Okay, personnel. I move that we go into executive session, we need to discuss personnel items.
I'll second that.
All in favor?
Aye.
Any opposed?
Close meeting, not executive session.
There's a change in there.
Close meeting, right. Thank you.
Would you like to stay here or go into the faculty room or food desk?
I'll stay here.
I'll stay here, so we're gonna have to move.
Can you bring